at the Mountain View Community Center for Unwrap the Ozarks. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Over here to my left is John Swineford from, how do you say your vineyard name again?
Sure, it's Viandel Vineyard, just like a handle with a V in front of it, Viandel Vineyard.
Okay, now people may not know this, but the state of Missouri, last time I checked, was the second largest wine-producing state in the country after California. Tell us a little bit about your business.
You got it. So Missouri actually does really good in the wine country. We have a lot of great AVAs in Missouri that we can that you can go to. We're very proud to be right down here in Mountain View, Missouri. We're right on US 60, just outside of town as you're headed towards Willow. We're going to be on the north side of US 60. So we're open 5 days a week. We're only closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. Not only do we offer our wonderful wine that we make right there on property, but we also have a Neapolitan style brick oven pizza that's to die for, that a lot of the locals have found us for that as well. So a great place and a great opportunity to go to. We are always hosting events. We always have our wino bingo and trivia. We do that each month. And then something we're really excited for is coming up here in October. We're going to have our annual girls night out. It was a hit last year, and it's going to be even bigger. It's October 27th from 5 to 8.
Now, we're talking to people today, in many cases, about the Christmas season, the holiday season. What sort of things do you guys do for the holiday time of the year?
Absolutely. So Santa always likes, instead of milk and cookies, he likes a good bottle of wine underneath the tree. So it's always the great gift to do that. We have gift card options and different packages and gift boxes that we can make up for everyone. And we try to customize that for everyone's individual needs. So you can come in and see our great staff there in the vineyard, in the tasting room, and they can definitely get you set up for that. We also, in the wintertime, have a igloo set up, or actually a couple igloos that are set up outside. So it's like being in your own snow globe. So that's a fun thing. We've had a lot of people come out for anniversaries, Christmas parties, small groups getting together. So that's a really fun thing to do over the holidays as well.
John, what got you involved in the vineyard business?
Sure. So after many, many years, I actually met my wife working for the same company. After many years, we decided to hang our hat up at corporate America and do it for ourselves. And I've never worked harder a day in my life now, but we enjoy every bit of it. So we were blessed enough to actually to come out here to Mountain View. We actually replanted from Indiana to come out and actually purchase Viandel Vineyard from John and Kathy Smith. They did just a great job getting everything started out. We took it from there. Interesting fact, Viandel, the name, is John's father's name. So typically people around here knew him as Spider Smith. Not many people knew that his name was Viandel. So a little history there for you.
Viandel Vineyard, how do you contact? Can you do business online or come and see you, either one?
Absolutely. So you can go online. The best way to find out about events or things going on or special things would be follow us on the social media. So the Instagrams and the Facebooks or our website, which is www.viandelvineyard.com. Or just call up to the tasting room. It's 417-934-0195. And of course, I really want to thank Ozark Radio and yourself, Harlan. This is just such a great thing that you're doing for local businesses in the community.
And Viandel is spelled V-I-A-N-D-E-L, correct?
You got it. That's exactly right.
All right. This is what it's all about, helping the local and area business as we head into the last quarter of the year. John Swineford, thank you very much. Viandel Vineyard is the location. We appreciate you coming to the Civic Center, or over here to the Community Center today.
Absolutely. We want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays, and come see us. We'll be waiting for you.
All right, we'll be back with more Up Until 2. We're live and local at the Mountain View Community Center for Unwrap the Ozarks on the Ozark Radio Network.